Hello and welcome to the Hunker Down Guide Show. I'm your host, Jamie Robe. I'm also the author of Day Before Disaster, A Procrastinator's Guide to Hurricane Preparedness. And in today's episode, we're going to give you the introductory lesson from the new course that we have on our website. I invite you all to come to hunkerdownguide.com and scan down to the left side of your screen, or if you're on mobile, you click on the pancake menu and look down at our courses. And right now, this is our premier course, and it's free. So it's Hurricane Plan 101, the big question to stay or get away. And you can click and join for free. And today we're going to go over this first section of the course together on this video. And we are going to eventually release all of the course materials onto this channel. So I do invite you, though, to come to the website because we have a worksheet that you can download. We're going to go through that a little bit today. And I look forward to having you join us on the site and in this course. And with that, I'm going to show the video. Welcome to the Hurricane Plan 101 course, and it's entitled The Big Question, to Stay or Get Away. And of course, this is found on hunkerdownguide.com, and we also have a reference book, Day Before Disaster, and this is in the chapter called Step 1. And this lesson is, why is this decision so important? We're going to talk about the process that we're going to follow in today's course about how to figure out what you're going to do during a hurricane or tropical storm event. When that threat is coming towards you, it is difficult to make a decision. So we have developed a systematic set of questions that you can follow through in this course and in the book to help you make that decision ahead of time and be ready for any changes in your plans based on what authorities are saying. So basically, the big question that we have is, are we going to stay and shelter in place, or are we going to get away and evacuate to a safe shelter? And what we're going to do is create a plan A and a plan B. Now, we will talk in a minute why it's important to have a plan B, but to develop your first choice, we need to decide if your current situation is safe enough for you to ride through a hurricane. This is a decision that you have to make yourself based on all of the factors that are available to you, decision-making factors, and we're going to go through how to find the information that you need to make that decision. But I do want to point out the disclaimer here. This is an educational a product here, this course and the book, and you really have to make this decision yourself based on the best data and based on what authorities and experts are telling you when the threat is happening itself. So if you are ever in doubt and you are in an evacuation zone, let's say a hurricane evacuation zone, and the authorities are saying to evacuate that zone, you need to do that. That's a fundamental truth to keep yourself protected. I'd also want to point out there is a worksheet that you can download and use the areas to write the information from this course and to check your progress. So with that said, let's jump over to the actual process that we're going to follow. Let's go through it a little bit. We're going to look at factors that you can to think about ahead of time. So hurricane evacuation zone, that's going to really dictate a lot if you live in a coastal area. Also, inland flooding and flood potential, that's another type of risk factor that you need to evaluate. Where your home, if it's an apartment or a house or whatever, you need to know if you have flooding potential. Also, the type of home, the home construction, and physical environment around the home is important to evaluate. And then your own personal situation, if there's medical concerns, pregnancy, emotional well-being factors, those are all things you need to look at as well. And then, of course, you need to be able to be ready to make a decision based on what authorities are telling you and what the actual situation is like. That's kind of an overview of the process. Now, why is this decision so important to make ahead of time, especially? Well, I'm going to give an example. The back in 2004, August 13th, 2004, there was a hurricane, Charley, which was a major hurricane. I believe it was already a category 4 or 5. And in our particular area here in Tampa Bay, we were slated for a direct hit of this hurricane. It's a little bit hard to see on this slide. I'm going to zoom in. But the track was coming right up the mouth of Tampa Bay, probably our worst case scenario. This was a very, very strong storm. So I remember our family and our neighbors even got to the point where we went out in the street and had a little street party. And of course, it's a beautiful sunny day at that point, pretty much. And we all ate all of the ice cream out of our freezers because we were certain that we were going to lose power. And all the kids had ice cream that day, but it was scary. We had put up shutters and done as much preparation as we could at our home, but I was concerned. And this shows you a little bit clearer track. What happened for us was good in that Charley made a dash to the east and did not come up straight up Tampa Bay. But it did hit south of us. And you can see it here where it went into Punta Gorda and Fort Myers. And it really wreaked havoc down south of us. And that slight change made a huge difference in our area, but also, unfortunately, a huge difference for the folks south of us. Just to show a picture of what, this is from Wikipedia. You can look these up, but the damage was really, really bad. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is that you have to have a plan A and a plan B, because for most of the people down south of us, they were thinking that this was going to come close, but not be a direct hit. So there were folks that were probably thinking that it was safe to stay in their homes when it was not going to be that safe. You can see in this particular picture, these are manufactured mobile homes, and they are particularly vulnerable. And we're going to talk about this in the course when we get to the section on the hurricane zone and also the home construction. You have to make a decision based on the facts that you are living under, because there are alternatives to staying in place. You know, there are shelters that are probably not that far from you that are built to withstand even a Category 5 hurricane. So it's important to be able to decide if you need to evacuate or if it's safe enough for you to stay in your home. We are going to go through this together, and you'll be able to use the worksheet, and at the end of this process you will be able to make these decisions for yourself. So with that, let's move on to the next section and begin this process.